Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is March 26, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to press on through Exodus 37, the Gospel of John, chapter 16, Proverbs 13, and then we are going to finish the book of Ephesians. That's going to be a great thing today, Ephesians chapter 6 today. So let's get in the Word. Exodus chapter 37 to begin with today. Exodus 37. Now, Bezalel made the ark of Achaia wood. Its length was 2.5 cubits, and its width was 0.5 cubit. It was 1.5 cubits, and its height 1.5 cubits. And he overlaid it with pure gold inside and out, and made a gold molding for it all around. He cast 4 rings of gold for it on its 4 feet, even 2 rings on the one side of it and 2 rings on the other side of it. He made poles of Achaia wood and overlaid them with gold. He put the poles and the rings on the sides of the ark to carry it. And he made a mercy seat of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide. He made 2 cherubim of gold. He made them of hammered work at the 2 ends of the mercy seat, 1 cherub on the one end and 1 cherub on the other end. He made the cherubim of 1 piece with a mercy seat at the 2 ends. The cherubim had their wings spread upward, covering the mercy seat, and their wings with their faces towards each other. The faces of the cherubim were towards the mercy seat. Then he made the table of Achaia wood, 2 cubits long and 1 cubit wide and 1.5 cubits high. And he overlaid it with pure gold and made a gold molding for it all around. He made a rim for it of a handbreadth all around and made a gold molding for its rim all around. He cast 4 gold rings for it and put the rings on the 4 corners that were on its 4 feet. Close by the rim were the rings, the holders for the poles to carry the table, and he made the poles of Achaia wood and overlaid them with gold to carry the table. And he made the utensils which were on the table, its dishes and its pans and its bowls and its jars, with which to pour out drink offerings of pure gold. Then he made the lampstand of pure gold. He made the lampstand of hammered work. Its base and its shaft, its cups, its bulbs, and its flowers were of 1 piece with it. And there were 6 branches going out on its side, 3 branches on the lampstand from the one side of it, and 3 branches of the lampstand from the other side of it. 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, a bulb and a flower in 1 branch, and 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, a bulb and a flower in the other branch. So for the 6 branches going out of the lampstand, in the lampstand there were 4 cups shaped like almond blossoms, its bulbs and its flowers, and a bulb was under the first pair of branches coming out of it, and a bulb under the second pair of branches coming out of it, and a bulb under the third pair of branches coming out of it, for the 6 branches coming out of the lampstand. Their bulbs and their branches were of 1 piece with it, and the whole of it was a single hammered work of pure gold. He made it 7 lamps, its 7 lamps with snuffers, and its trays of pure gold. He made it, and all of the utensils, from a talent of pure gold. And then he made the altar of incense of Achaia wood, 1 cubit long and 1 cubit wide, square, and 2 cubits high. Its horns were of 1 piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold, its top and its sides all around, and its horns. And he made a gold molding for it all around. He made 2 golden rings for it under its moldings on its 2 sides, on the opposite sides, as holders for poles with which to carry it. He made the poles of Achaia wood and overlaid them with gold, and he made the holy anointing oil and the pure fragrant incense of spices, the work of a perfumer. That was Exodus 37. Let's move on over to John 16. John 16 today. John 16. These things I have spoken to you so that you may be kept from stumbling. They will make you outcast from the synagogue, but an hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think that he is offering service to God. These things they will do, because they have not known the Father or me. But these things I have spoken to you, so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you of them. These things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. But I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you, and he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment, concerning sin because they do not believe in me, and concerning righteousness because I go to the Father, and you no longer see me, and concerning the judgment because the ruler of the world has been judged. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine, and therefore I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. A little while, and you will no longer see me, and again a little while, and you will see me. Some of his disciples then said to one another, what is this thing that he is telling us? A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, and because I go to the Father. And so they were saying, what is this that he says, a little while? We do not know what he is talking about. And Jesus knew that while they wished to question him, and he said to them, are you deliberating together about this, that I said, a little while, and you will not see me, and again, a little while, and you will see me? Truly, truly, I say to you, that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will be turned to joy. Whenever a woman is in labor, she has pain, because her hour has come. But when she gives birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy that a child has been born into the world. And therefore you too have grief now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. In that day you will not question me about anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be full. And these things I have spoken to you in figurative language. An hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but will tell you plainly of the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will request of the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came from the Father. I came forth from the Father, and have come into the world. I am leaving the world again, and going to the Father. And his disciples said, lo, now you are speaking plainly, and are not using a figure of speech. Now we know that you know all things, and have no need for anyone to question you. By this we believe that you came from God. And Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Behold, an hour is coming, and has already come, for you to be scattered, each to his own home, and to leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. And these things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. That was John 16. Let's move on over to our next reading, Proverbs 13. Proverbs 13 today. Proverbs 13. Proverbs 13, a wise son accepts his father's discipline, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. From the fruit of a man's mouth he enjoys good, but the desire of the treacherous is violence. The one who guards his mouth preserves his life, and the one who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the soul of the diligent is made fat. A righteous man hates falsehood, but a wicked man acts disgustingly and shamefully. Righteousness guards the one whose way is blameless, but wickedness subverts the sinner. There is one who pretends to be rich, but has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, but has great wealth. The ransom of a man's life is his wealth, but the poor hears no rebuke. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked goes out. And through insolence comes nothing but strife, but wisdom is with those who receive counsel. Wealth obtained by fraud dwindles, but the one who gathers by labor increases it. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life. The one who despises the word will be in debt to it, but the one who fears the commandment will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, to turn aside from the snares of death. Good understanding produces favor, but the way of the treacherous is hard. Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool displays folly. A wicked messenger falls into adversity, but a faithful envoy brings healing. Poverty and shame will come to him who neglects discipline, but he who regards reproof will be honored. Desire realized is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to turn away from evil. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Adversity pursues sinners, but the righteous will be rewarded with prosperity. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. Abundant food is in the fallow ground of the poor, but it is swept away by injustice. He who withholds his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently. The righteous has enough to satisfy his appetite, but the stomach of the wicked is in need. That was Proverbs 13. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to finish up Ephesians, and then we'll start Philippians tomorrow. Philippians 1 tomorrow, but Ephesians 6 today. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. Slaves, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in the sincerity of your heart as to Christ, not by way of eye service as men pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will, render service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good thing each one does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether slave or free. And masters, do the same things to them, and give up threatening, knowing that both their masters and yours is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. Finally, be strong in the Lord, and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against powers, against the world forces of the darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. And therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you may be able to resist in that evil day, having done everything to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all of the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints, and pray on my behalf that utterances may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that you also may know about my circumstances, how I am doing. Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make everything known to you. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, so that you may know about us, and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with you all, and all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love. Well, that was the book of Ephesians. That's great. Another book down. Like I said, we start the book of Philippians tomorrow morning, so we will look forward to that bright and early at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. But thank you all so much for joining me today for our daily Bible reading. Again, it is the Lord's Day, so we have our regular Sunday school classes for all ages, nursery all the way up until you get to us older people. And so that starts at 9:15 today. I am doing continuing our baptism class today in the library, so if you're interested in that, come on by. And then we also have the other adult class taught by Brother Jeff over in the Family Center. And then, of course, we're going to continue our study through the book of Esther at 10:30 this morning during our worship service. And we have our choir afterwards. Lots going on today, so we look forward to all that. But that said, why don't we start our day with a word of prayer? Let's do that. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness and grace to us. I thank you so much, God, that we can indeed put on your whole armor that you've given us, what we need to be able to fight the battles of this life. And Lord, I just pray, God, for my brothers and sisters today, that today would be a part of that equipping, that your day would be a day in which we sharpen our swords, the day in which we prepare for the week ahead, and God, that you would challenge us and help us, Lord, to just honor you, Lord, through the means of your word, Lord, I pray. And so give us a good day in you. Pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters now, in Jesus' precious name, amen. See you in a little bit, everybody. Bye now.